Biological age tests aim to look at the changes life brings to our bodies, and from that, give us a snapshot of how well or otherwise we're aging. But how good are these tests? Do they actually offer useful insights, or are they just a clever marketing dressed up to look like science? Well, joining us this morning is Hassan Valley, an associate professor in epidemiology at Deakin University, and he's done a little bit of looking into these tests and going to give us the inside scoop on if we should be very excited or alarmed on our biological age results. He's joining us this morning on the show. Hassan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here on the show. So, Hassan, just for people who maybe don't know, what is biological age and how can that be different to our actual chronological age?
Yeah, look, it's a good question, and it sometimes, you know, does sort of confuse people, but our chronological age is just the age based on our birthday and how long we've been on the planet and how many trips around the sun we've done, whereas biological age is aiming to measure the wear and tear on your body and the actual age of your cells and your tissues and your organs. And I guess the important thing there is that people do age at different rates, and it depends very much on there's a bit of an involvement in genes. Some people are very lucky, they have good genes, and they might age a bit slower than the rest of us. But most of what determines how old we are is how we treat our body and, how we look after ourselves. And, you know, we see this just by looking at people. You know, if you have friends that sit on the couch and drink beer and eat donuts, they're going to look very different at 40 years of age than someone who's very health conscious and exercises and eats the right food. So we can get a sense of how people's bodies are aging just by looking at them. But these tests are aiming to do, to measure that in a more sophisticated way.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. If you're running around, you're doing triathlons versus having a great time, maybe pigging out on the couch, yeah, you might look a little bit different. I'm understanding the difference between chronological and the biological age. But how do the biological tests work, Hassan? Is this like good solid science to tell your biological age? How does it work?
Yeah, so I mean, there are a few different tests out there, but the one that I sort of wrote about in the conversation, and I guess the one that's being promoted a lot by wellness sort of people in the wellness industry are these tests called epigenetic tests. And look, in short, they're really good. They're a test that looks at your DNA, and in particular, they look at something called the methylation of your DNA. So these are kind of chemical tags that attach to your DNA and turn on and turn off particular genes. And it just so turns out that about 20 or so years ago, and it was one of those accidental discoveries, it was found that the amount of methylation of your DNA and the pattern of methylation, the particular locations where methylation occurs, seemed to correlate really well with people's age. And this knowledge was used to inform the design of these biological age tests. So there are various companies that do this testing, and you know, they can send you a result probably by email these days, I'm guessing, that tells you hopefully that you're 10 or 15 younger than you are, biologically, you're 10 or 15 years younger than you are chronologically. And they're the kind of things you're seeing sort of spouted on social media. It's a pretty good vanity metric that are sharing.
Definitely. Yeah. That sounds pretty good to me. Yeah, you're like 10 years younger. Like, that's pretty good. These epigenetic tests, you know, the biological age estimation, sounds pretty solid. So what kind of health-related information can it give you? Where are these tests most useful in sort of looking at your overall health?
Yeah, well, look, this is the problem. So I think whilst these tests are really good in a research context, so they're very good at a population level and they do give you a really good indication of how that population is tracking from an individual perspective. And I guess this is what I wanted to give the public information on. They're not as useful because they're not, they spout out this number. And, you know, if you get, as I said, if you get the number you want, that's all well and good, but they're not diagnostic. So they don't tell you anything about why you may be aging faster than you would have liked or aging slower. And, you know, I guess the risk in that is that you overinterpret these results. And if you get a good result, you get very complacent and think, okay, I'm doing pretty well. I'm going to sort of relax a bit about health, looking after myself. And of course, if you get a bad result, you may sort of panic and get really anxious. And so, you know, I think the key problem with these tests when they're sort of sold directly to the consumer is that you don't get any sort of actionable information in terms of what you can do to improve your situation beyond what you already know, or what we already know from public health and from research about the things we should be doing that are healthy and the things that we shouldn't be doing because they're unhealthy.
Right. So, Hassan, we're almost out of time, but the last sort of question I want to ask is sort of following off what you've just said. You know, when all is said and done, the tests, you know, they don't change the aging process. We're still going to get older and we're going to get maybe a little bit weaker than, you know, in the prime of our life. So as my last question, what can we each do to live our best life, whatever our age?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question. And I think that brings up a point that I'm very big on. So whilst these tests focus on the biology, healthy aging is more than just biology. You know, it's the way you live your life. It's the quality of your life, the quality of your connections with other people, whether you have purpose. You know, those sorts of things are just as important as the biological. So, you know, my, you know, what I would say on the question you've asked is that, you know, really concentrate on all elements of your life, not just the biology, and that's sort of how to live a good life.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good answer to me. Hassan Valley, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Thursday Daily Show. It has been a pleasure speaking with you about biological age tests.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. That was Hassan Valley, Associate Professor in Epidemiology at Deakin University, unpacking the usefulness and the science behind biological age tests.